Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Monday, mad or glad Monday. Welcome. And I'll tell you one thing that would make me glad. If somebody were to put up the money or the way to get Volunteers Plus started in connection with the nursing homes, that would be a definite glad. Not
yes,
only
it would.
Not only for Inner Sight, but for all the people that are under the threat of going to nursing homes, the people in there who can't get out because the state is greedy and all the people that have to pay the taxes for these nursing homes. So we need an angel. Got to be out there someplace.
I hope so. I really
and we
hope
urge
so.
People to sign our petition. What?
I hope so, Frank. I really hope so. For the people who don't have what my mom just had, seriously. I mean, my mom is dying, literally dying before my eyes, and it's not a good picture for me to see every day when I go, but I promise on my grandma's deathbed that I would take care of the people that I love. And I'm a woman of my word. So that's it. That's what I'm doing. And it kills me. It kills me to no end to see her going that way. But
yeah, well, you know, you gotta blame the and mostly it's men that are responsible for this. Because way back when the nursing homes started up, you know, before that, years and years before that, men were oppressing women, looking down
women.
On them, degrading them, you know. And
it
then came
today,
along,
Frank.
Then came along the nursing homes, and instead of leaving a person, helping a person in their own home, they drove them out of their home.
Yes, they did.
And then later on, they figured a way to how to make money with that.
That's right. But they put them in insane asylums first. And they said, oh, this is not good. This is really bad. We need to do something. I'll figure out how to make money off of them. That's craziness.
Yeah.
You know?
When the person already had a home, why did they take them out of their homes?
That's right.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's the thing that helps to kill people.
Yeah.
Because once you take somebody out of their home and you control them, you're gonna dictate the kind of care they're gonna get. And that's exactly what the hell is going on. Any doctor who tells you that a person has a certain condition and this and that, that's their friggin' ass opinion. How about other people?
That's right.
You know? I'm gonna give the world an example. I took my dog to the vet some time ago. She had a problem. She some kind of a gagging problem.
Sorry. Yeah.
And she would gag, and she would make noises and spit up every night, every day. It would happen, you know.
Yeah.
I took her to the vet. They examined her. They took X-rays and all that. They took blood from her. They didn't know what the hell was wrong with her.
I remember I told them what was wrong.
Some veterinarian on the
Internet.
On the YouTube, talked about apple cider vinegar for dogs.
Yeah, I remember.
I started giving her the apple cider vinegar.
It cured her.
You know, the whole damn thing went away. Now you tell me that some jackass who goes to school spends $100,000 or more to study dogs,
yeah,
cuts them apart, you know?
Yeah.
And when I said to her, well, can't you go on the internet and find out what this could be?
Oh,
no, I can't do that. Some
stupid
bitch.
Yeah.
And here I come along with apple cider vinegar, and the whole thing is cute.
So, she didn't have enough acid.
Now there's
the
proof.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
There's the proof that these people don't know what the hell they're talking about.
No, it's the
And the reason they don't know what the hell they're talking about is because they're too closed-minded.
No, they want
When anyone is closed-minded, they become evil.
Yeah.
And I don't give a damn who likes what I'm saying or who doesn't like it.
I don't care either lately. I don't give it two shits about what anybody says anymore. I really don't. And if it gets me locked up, who cares at this point? Really. We have freedom of speech in this country, and it should be remain as freedom of speech. You know? Pat. You know, I feel that people should know and hear what I have to say and what you have to say, and they should hear it. Period. And do
well, they
about
are
it.
Hearing it. They are
they're
hearing
it, but they're not doing anything.
Well,
you know?
Not yet. I mean, well,
yeah,
we have over 100,000 listeners. That's something.
Yeah, I know. That
if we didn't have that many listeners, you know, that
yeah,
would be worse.
Yeah, it would be.
So, you know, we're doing our part, our job.
Yeah.
That this show, the purpose of this show is to inform people and bring these things out and try to change it. We're doing our job. Where the hell are these damn agencies? They're not doing their job.
Up my butt. Up my butt.
They're not doing their job. If they hear this show or they hear about this or they know they saw what Cuomo did in New York and some of the other states around the country, why the hell don't they step up and do something about it?
I just had to. Right now, I'm outside. Right? You can probably hear me. I just had to, with the pedestrian signals, go in the street. Because no freaking all the ramps are covered with snow and ice. I can't get to the pedestrian signals, and I can't get on the ramps. It's really, really, really a shame right now that all these
Well, that's just another
that
issue that. That these
you know,
these agencies
the
don't
cars,
do anything about.
Right, and the cars come up to me. Well, I mean, this afternoon I almost got freaking run over. I took my cane and I hit the guy's car. I'm here. Shoot. I would have said
something
else.
Well, that's what the cane is supposed to do. It's supposed to hit the object before you do.
Right. I hit him like that. I said, hey, where you think? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. As big as my wheelchair is, you didn't see me? Come on. Really?
Yeah, well, the law doesn't protect us. We know that. In
here
more
I
ways
am
than one.
At that big mound. There's a huge mound right here in the Howard School in Farmingdale. And I am going to see if I can get around it this time and not have to go into the street. Hopefully some of the ice melted.
Well, where are you now?
I'm in the street.
Oh, you're
really
outside. You're not home.
No, I'm not.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So it's being recorded on the show that you're outside.
Yeah.
Now, has some of the
having difficulty.
Some of the snow melted?
Yeah, and it caused really big puddles, and the puddles could make my wheelchair die. And if it dies,
there's another
seven
issue.
Freaking
the,
years. Yeah, another
the
issue.
The chair is not
7 years.
Weatherproof.
That's right. It's
Should
a
be.
Point. All this is ice now. And I'm going through the freaking snow.
Well, it's probably water over ice or over snow.
Yeah, it is. God help me, I swear. Ow. You heard that? My, cane hit a nice patch of ice. Ow, that hurt my wrist. Yeah.
No, but the chair should be weatherproof. It should be able to get through the ice.
Yeah, no, not only the ice.
Cut right through the ice.
The water that's on the bottom, too, that when it melts, then it turns into black ice.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm coming. They turn down. Do you hear that volume? I barely hear it, right?
Wait.
Now it said wait. Okay, now they're telling me I could cross the street. Now there's a person coming. Oh, he finally stopped. Okay.
There's a signal there. Why isn't it everywhere?
Yeah, there is. I don't know. Now there's a whole bunch of snow in front of the freaking sidewalk here. Oh.
Here it is. I'm on the curb cut.
Yeah.
Well, this is a definite mad live right here on Inner Sight.
Yeah, I know. It really aggravates me. It's dependent on the owners who have, you know, some of them are elderly, and they can't even shovel the snow to their house.
Well, that's why the agency should be out there. The agency should have a snow fund.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Know where disabled people live.
My house.
They ought to do something about it.
Yeah, I'm getting towards my house, and there's, like, so much snow here that they put on top of near my house. It's not funny. I can't even get into this. I have to go in the street now. This is a street that is ass. There goes my cane. Oop, I almost fell in the water. I am in somebody's garbage right now. Shit. I can't move up. Come on. All right, I got it. Oh, you guys. You hear me? All right. You hear me,
Frank? Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I almost fell in a large puddle, and I was almost thrown from the wheelchair. Is that nice? Because I couldn't
see.
Yeah,
well, it's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. You
know? Yeah, I mean, the danger could be greatly minimized if they would do their job.
But I don't think anybody's coming. See that? I don't think anybody's coming. That's craziness. I have to go around this whole area. There's a whole bunch of puddles here. And I got to go around again. This is craziness. I'm in the street. You hear the cars? I'm in the street.
That's
absolutely insane.
Why? Because the...
And the freaking snow block.
Wait a minute. You're in the street because what? The sidewalk was blocked?
Yes, by snow that they piled up in near our house.
Oh, I'm surprised it didn't all melt with the rain.
Yeah, it's melted, but it's all water and high, you know, things of snow, drifts, and all of that. Oh, I'm finally in front of my lift, and I'm exhausted. Oh.
Yeah, well, just take your time and take a breather.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put you guys on mute, and I'm going to go in, because it's going to make a loud noise with the lift. All right,
man, I'm glad. Monday.
Right.
And brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, the little bear, Akita, out in Tom's River, New Jersey, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. You dial them at 609-388-7004. So adopt an Akita. Great, great dog. And I'll tell you, one Akita knows how to get through the snow. That's for sure. All right. Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. We remember many of them, including little Tommy Avanti, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, and a lot more could be done for children, especially those who are disabled. You know, I'd like to see these agencies do a lot more. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Real estate, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. And we thank him for his help within his sight. And so if you need a good realtor, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. All right. Let's see. Some of our friends that have helped us in the past, BaccarosItalianTavern.com, SuttonInsurance.com, Good Mojo Printers with a .com, and NaturalLawCenter.com. Some of the people that have made a difference. All right. Around the world, inner sight. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal? We got a number for you. 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. And the program is called Nobody Starves on Long Island.
I'm
all right.
Here.
So check it out. 631-484-3085. All right. You want to do the Able News?
Yeah. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online, so get your free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions. We have two of them. One of them has almost 80,000 names for the licensing of the guide dog schools. The other one is a very young and has a few names.
Seven names.
The nursing home petition, which will tell you about the program that we're trying to get off the ground. Volunteers Plus, to help people stay out of nursing homes and those who are getting out, to have the extra hours that the state will not finance. All right, so
yeah.
Sign the petition, and maybe we ought to do a check, see how that petition is doing during the show, you know?
Yeah. That
all right, in sight. Matt of Glad Monday.
Hold on.
And
I'll go.
If you want to call in, 213-816-1650, phone number here. Anything you're mad about or glad about. And I heard, you know, it's really amazing how stupid some people can be who went to school for years and years and years. You know, and spent all that money. So this guy gets on the news. What's his name? Fossey, his name is. Dr. Fossey. And he says, don't be complacent, you know. Don't let your guard down just because the virus has slowed down and all that stuff, you know. But why doesn't he tell people? Why doesn't he find out? Or why doesn't he arrange for some kind of a formula other than this poison vaccine? And I've heard a lot of bad things about this vaccine. I don't know how true they are. I'm going to find out. You know, why doesn't he, well, listen, you know, doctors so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so have come up with a great idea. You know, these are all medical doctors. We've contacted them. A great idea to build up your immune system. And by the way, today I heard about dandelion tea today. I never heard about that before.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
That's got to be great, man. Dandelion tea. That's a natural antibiotic.
Yeah.
Well,
why don't these
doctors, these asinine doctors that keep making these stupid statements, you know, get together with their colleagues. These are colleagues we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and come up with a formula and put it on the market, you know.
Yeah.
Let the government pay for it. They owe us.
Yeah. They owe us a lot.
And people start taking this stuff. You know, it's absolutely outrageous how these idiots will make a statement and then don't tell you. You know, they only tell you one way. Here's your one choice. A vaccine that you don't even know, that they didn't even test. You don't know what's in it.
Right. No, they're testing all right, Frank. They're testing all over us. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're testing it on the people.
That's right.
Taking it.
They're testing
it. Now, what have you heard about
you
the vaccine?
What made
you got some information?
Tonight? What? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Hello?
I didn't hear you.
I said, what have
you
heard about
you.
The vaccine? You have some info?
Oh, my goodness. My mom was given the two shots. Right, a little bit before she had all this mess happen. So I don't know what happened. Thank you.
They gave her the vaccine?
So, yeah, the two of them. So, I don't know.
Oh, did
they
you know about
that? Had, what? Yeah, I did.
Did they get your permission?
Yeah, they finally did. I said to them, listen, will I have a hard time seeing my mom if she doesn't get the vaccine? They didn't say yes or no. They didn't tell me anything. So I said, oh, I'm not going to have any way of doing this. I'm going to have to approve her getting the freaking vaccination, even though I didn't want her to get the freaking vaccination. Because I'm not going to be able to see her. You know?
Well, if you didn't want her to get it, you shouldn't have approved it. But,
no,
you know,
I mean,
why
I
would they
because...
risk giving her a vaccine now?
I don't know. Not now. They gave it to her before she went into the hospital, way before. She got
one.
Oh,
yeah. Well, you told me about that. Oh, I thought you meant they gave it to her recently. Oh, before she went into the hospital.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, how do we know that the vaccine didn't make her worse?
I don't know.
There's another
issue.
I don't
know, because I asked them, too. He said, I don't think so, was his answer.
You don't think so? He doesn't know.
They don't think so. Because everything is so new, they don't think so.
Yeah, when in doubt, don't do it. They don't even follow that?
No. You know?
You know what it comes down to? They don't care about people.
No.
They do not care about these people. Who wind up in the nursing home. They don't give one damn about these people.
I spent
That's what it comes down to.
My mom today. I spent 2 hours with my mom today, rubbing her head. She was like enjoying it, really enjoying me rubbing her head and say, I love you, Mommy. And I could see her almost trying to say, I love you back. And it was just so painful, so painful to see her.
Well, then why don't they try everything they can to bring her back? I mean, you got a little bit of response out of her.
I told them to do that. I told them to please, you know, let me know. He told me she has encephalopathy and she's at NC. That's what he said to me. She's only going to be that way. I said, well. I got it. She's moving her arm. I mean, what does that mean?
That's what they say about everybody, these jackasses. Because
uh-huh.
They only believe in one way.
I know. She's moving her arm. She's opening her eyes, and she's trying to word things, but she can't because she's got a ton of mucus in her chest and in her lungs. I don't know what
Well,
to
of
do.
Course. The stuff they gave her probably caused that.
I don't know about that, but I think the, you know what happened? She's not, I raised the bed. She was in a semi recline, and I didn't like that. So I raised the bed, and I sat there with her, and I just sat there with her. I didn't want her. She was in an isolation room because they do that when people come in from the hospital. They don't want them to spread COVID all over the place, even though they don't have COVID. You know, it broke my heart. It really did. I was crying too much today. I sat there looking at her and how weak and feeble she was. It broke my heart, to be honest.
They haven't done everything they could to save her. That's an official statement from InnerSight.
Yeah.
And it'll stand. And the world can hear it. Because that's exactly how I feel about it.
I recorded something, some, you know, of me, the way I was dressed, and that they could have done something like the way I was dressed throughout this whole pandemic. I was dressed in with a shield on my face. I was dressed with a yellow gown, and I had two masks on me, okay? I could have been like through the whole pandemic and visiting my mother. Why can't they do that? I took pictures of myself. Yes, I did, Frank, and I'm putting it on my petition.
And
I'm
bunch
sending
of
it to. Yes. And to note, yeah. the picture, I couldn't take a picture of the what the cafeteria looked like, but they had little glass in front of the cafeteria so that if two people are sitting with each other, there's a glass in between them. Like two residents of the nursing home are sitting in the communal area. There's a glass in between them. You mean they can't do that with the people that love them and they could sit down and have a good time and talk to their loved ones? Come on.
They could do a lot of things, and they don't.
They could do a lot of things, is right. It's not only, it's the governor. The governor, hands down. The governor still didn't do shit. Excuse me, I had to say that. But he didn't do shit. I usually say crap, but he deserves it today. They didn't do shit for nothing.
And then he lied about the people who died.
I am going to send him my mom's picture of her dying. Yes, I am. And I said, on the thing, this is what dying looks like. In case you didn't know.
Well, that won't do anything. What you should do is send them the petition.
I am.
You know, with our idea.
I am.
And urge them to help
us
do it.
People are still unsure. We've got to check this. People have told me that they're unsure how the aspect of the, like, getting people into their own homes. We got to make that just a little clearer, and that's it. We're good with it. That's what they told me.
What do you mean they're unsure?
So I really feel that would be awesome if we could make that clear, and then everything would be perfect on that petition. You know?
What do you mean? A person needs an accessible place, most people.
Yeah.
What's to be unsure?
Oh, I know. No,
oh,
I know. We know, both of us.
We need enforcement.
Yeah, we do.
You know? I mean, you don't need enforcement to start the volunteer plus. You can do it, but then you got to find places. But at the same time, I'd like to have part of that money to lobby for enforcement.
Yeah.
Because that would really make a big difference. In the meantime,
you can
find accessible places, and maybe you'd have a little money to make it accessible to get the person out. I mean, if we pay for it, what the hell is the state going to say about that, you know?
Yeah, no. She's fighting like hell, though, Mom. She's a strong woman. She's fighting like hell. She's a very strong woman.
Oh, yeah. But they're not helping her.
No, they're not.
Why aren't they helping her? Why aren't they on the damn phone? You know, Gary Noel, Calliope. So many other doctors, Jerry Hickey, to give advice, you know? What the hell have they got to lose? All right, you don't want to. You can't let them in the hospital. Granted, all right. But you can listen to what the hell they say and try it, can't
That's
you?
That's right. Yeah, they can. They can do all of that. They're doing shit.
You know, the hospital has a hardship fund. Let them fund it.
Hell yeah.
Let them
freaking
fund
it
to try to
shit.
Save a woman's life. Or maybe, you know, to them that life is not that important. That's what it
right.
is.
That's right.
If your mother was a famous movie star, you'd see how fast it would change.
Really, it is.
She's not that important to these people.
That's right. That's right, Frank.
Yeah.
You know, I sat there and I just cried. I didn't want her to see me cry, but I couldn't help it. I really couldn't.
No, it's all right to cry. Normal.
I wanted to so badly put her back on the nutrition, but it was like, if I put it back on the nutrition, here was my dilemma. Okay, I had a dilemma sitting there and holding my mother's life in my hands, if you want to say it that way. Okay, if I put it back on the nutrition, the fake nutrition, okay, the one that's the, they put the thing, an NG tube in your nose, and then they give you liquid nutrition, and then she gets it. Eventually, she'll get a tube feeding tube in her stomach, you know, and then she'll be Maureen's mom had that thing in her stomach, and then it didn't heal right. Anyway, I said no, because I didn't want her to get stuck on it. Okay, because if she gets stuck on it, it'll be hell in the court. To argue, no, she didn't ever want that. Then why'd you give her that? You know, and then I had a test moment of her when she was in the hospital with the tube feeding in the nose, and she didn't wake up.
Well, because you had to do her thinking for her. That's why. That's why she picked you as her proxy. That's the answer to that. She couldn't think.
Yeah,
she couldn't really tell me, and I felt I had a chance to save her life. But you know what you should do? See, the difference would be what goes in to that feeding apparatus, see? What you should do is call Luann and find out if they would give you a list of what to try. You know?
If you saw her, Frank, you would not know it was her.
That's what I would do.
Her brain is gone, totally gone. I am not filling her out.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, but I see it too. I'm not going to say otherwise. You know why? Because I see her only able to lift her hand, her left hand. And her right hand looks very swollen, very swollen. Her hands and arms. She's a righty, not a lefty.
Swollen.
Very swollen.
Probably has all that water in her.
Yeah. I can't believe how much that she's damaged. She's damaged.
The
right
only chance you would have is to try to get a formula from Gary Knoll.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you got to convince the son of a bitch to give it to her.
That's another
fight.
They won't do that. She'll be long gone. Truth, she'll be long gone before they ever do that. Really?
I don't know.
No, seriously.
I don't know.
I believe
in miracles. You know, I really
Frank,
do.
I'll ask. You know what? I doubt it. I highly doubt it. Highly. Highly, highly, highly doubt it. Really, I do.
I mean,
I'm
only
really
telling
doubt.
You what I would
do. I know.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. But, you know, I know the way in which these hospitals work. They don't help that way. You know?
Oh, well, let's teach them something.
Yeah.
Why not, man? You know? Let's teach them.
Yeah.
Teach them something.
Yeah.
You know? Why not? Aren't they supposed to learn? Isn't that why they go to school?
Yeah.
All right, inner sight. Anybody on the line?
Maureen, I think. Hold on. Let me go back to the page. You know, it just broke my heart. I needed a time to just go and be away from everybody and think about what was going on so I can actually make my decision tomorrow if I'm going to put back just the nutrition or not, because I couldn't.
Call Luann. What do you got to lose?
Yeah.
Call her.
I hope she lives.
She's a very nice lady.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I've spoken to her.
I've talked to her before. I did. She was the one who gave me Calliope.
Explain to her what's going on and ask her, is there anything that Gary would recommend to try and bring her out of it?
Okay.
What do you got to lose?
Nothing.
You know?
Absolutely nothing. I was thinking of turmeric in her formula.
You do it, and you let me know how much it is. I'll try to raise the money.
Through
Inner Sight.
Okay.
Call some of our friends.
Okay.
But you got to make that call, because you know better than me what the doctor.
You know I did with Calliope. You know I did with Calliope. You know.
Yeah. Well, this is different. Now you're asking for a specific formula.
Right.
Formulated, you know.
Yeah.
For the brain.
What is that? Oh, okay. Yeah. I got Maureen ready. She wants to come on.
All right. Inner Sight Live. Matt or Glad Monday. Welcome, Maureen from Queens.
Okay. Here she comes.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
How are you guys? I guess I shouldn't ask that question.
Yeah, you know, I was very pissed off today. I was sitting there.
I missed the first couple minutes because the show. Yeah. The show wasn't coming on at first, so I missed the first. But I heard most of your ordeal getting home. Glad you made it home safely.
Yeah. It's like I was going through the snow. I was, really closed off. I almost fell into a big, huge puddle and then into the street. That wasn't going to be a good thing.
You know,
I would have stayed there and called the police. Let it be loud. That's what I would have done.
I used to love winter, but I really hate winter now. I don't really like any season in particular. But winter, I'm beginning to really hate. I really, the snow is too much and
it's
the rain.
Only because of the damn snow. And so they don't clean it.
Yeah, and then it turns to ice and it's slushy.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
You can't see it.
Crap out there, you know?
Yeah.
But, Suzanne. You said your mom, when you were rubbing her arms, responded a bit. Like you could tell she was responding a
she
bit.
She did.
Well,
You know what she was responding to mostly?
Stimulation.
Listen to this. What?
She's responding to your stimulation.
Yeah, but you know what she was responding to? The things that I was telling her. Okay? She was responding mostly to, Mom, I wouldn't be upset if you go up to heaven and meet up with Diana and Dad and your family. It's okay, Mommy. I'm safe here. Oh, boy. She didn't like that. And she still's not liking it.
Told her that already. So use a different tactic, Suzanne. Don't do that anymore. See if you say something else tomorrow if you go.
Oh, I did.
You know, you told her that.
You know what I said? I had a dream. I said, I had a dream, Mommy. And I said to her, my dream was that I remember when we went on the cruises together, and I did it. This was part of my dream. And I said to her, do you remember all the cruises that we used to go on and blah, 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 blah? And I started describing the cruise and how we met the captain on the cruise and all. And she liked it, I think. But, you know, only got so far, you know. I couldn't make
what
it
I mean.
Any
don't
more
say
than what
the
it
other
was.
Anymore if it seems like it's making her mad. Don't say that. When, next time you go, say, Mommy, I really would like if if we could have more nice times together. So try to get better for us, you know, something like that.
I did.
Yeah.
But I also got,
you know,
I've got to be realistic, too.
Yeah.
You know.
She what?
She's not being fed at all. Because if I feed her.
But I think she needs to be fed. I really do. I think if there's some response there or some reaction, there's something there. She's not totally gone. You know what I mean? So I think they should try feeding her with something. And if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out.
We were talking about it.
But
the
doctor
and the speech language pathologist, they're going to bring the pathologist back in. And we're going to see what that is. She had a massive encephalopathy from the infection. She has an infection of her brain. So that is the problem right now. That was what she had also. So I'm.
Well, and what is that exactly? That comes from the infection?
Yeah. When she had the, what do you call?
The infection. The bladder infection.
Yeah. It went to her brain and it made her brain like irritated. And that's why she's much worse off than she would have ever been just not having that.
Yeah.
You know?
Why did they let a bladder infection go all the way up to her brain?
I asked that. You want to know what I got? I got peanuts for an answer. Peanuts would have been a better response. Oh, you can't go blaming. I said, I didn't blame. I just asked, how could a bladder infection get so bad? Why are you saying there's blame there? Huh? Yeah. I said, why are you responding that way?
I would have been more forceful than that.
I did.
Did you ask?
So what did you
did.
Try to help the infection? And when they gave me all the drugs, I would have said, did you try dandelion? Did you try green tea? Did you try wild oil of oregano injected? Did you try?
Uh-huh.
You know, I would have kicked their ass, man.
And
then I would have said to them, obviously your stuff's not working. Why don't you try something else?
Right.
Well, here's the other thing that bothered me, okay? I know that she had really, really strong antibiotics in the hospital. So now I walked in and my hands were ice cold. Well, obviously, they're not working very well. I walk in and her face is as red as a beet, okay? Now, I know something's wrong. She probably had a little bit of a fever. My hands were nice and cold from outside. I put them on her face and her forehead. Do you know what my mom did? She just went, she sighed just a second, went, like that, like it was helping her. So what I did is I put both my hands, Ma, you're nice and warm.
She's
responding.
She's telling me she's doing all these things. She's responding, man.
She is. There's something there.
I wouldn't give up on her.
No.
I'd kick their ass. And make
I would
I
ask
call,
wait, one of the
call,
nurses
call
said
Luann
she is
tomorrow.
Responding. No, she said one of the nurses said she's responding. The other one said,
"Well,
I tried yesterday and she's not responding." Then the doctor says she's on her final leg. I mean, what the fuck? Somebody give me a straight answer.
It shows you they don't know what the hell they're talking
not even,
about. Everybody's
you know
got
what?
A different
None
exactly
of the medical
response.
People can give a straight answer.
No.
Dr. Fauci today, they played, you know, him and his, he talks forever and says
it's
nothing.
True.
March 8th of last year is when he gave his famous speech that everything's going to be all right. We don't have to wear masks. It's not going to come here. It's not going to bother us, blah, blah. Check it out. March 8th of 2020, when he gave that famous speech. Now he's saying we have to wear the masks into 2022. They don't know what.
I
want to
shove my mask up his, you know where.
Well, I'll stick mine right after
I'm
it.
Not, you know,
all
I'm
two,
not
all four of them,
well,
4,000,
right
however many we'll be wearing then, right?
I'm not happy with
they
Fauci
don't
right
have,
now.
They don't have a goddamn clue. Sorry for my language. They don't really. Somebody said they want this virus to go on, and I'm beginning to think.
Yes, they do. You know why? Money. Money.
You know the nursing homes I heard today get $700 to $800 a day.
Keep
Medicaid.
The money with
that. What
with
the
COVID.
Hell would cost that much money?
Yeah.
Is that disgusting
they get it
or what?
Per COVID patient, I bet. COVID
patients get more.
I know.
They get more.
You're the government.
So my guy's laying there in a bed or in a wheelchair today or yesterday and all, just talking to me on the phone today. Today I said, how you doing? She's going, what the hell would I be doing here? $800? $800. This is what we're paying for her to be there, to be doing nothing but just wasting her life away and mine too.
Right.
They have to get, they're going to open pool halls. They've opened all this other crap. They're opening movie theaters. They're opening,
I heard something.
To make some provision. I'm sorry, I can't think it's good. So that we can visit our loved ones and they can visit with us. This is,
I heard something
today
from the nursing
homes. They can open the nursing homes, but it's up to the nursing homes.
They said that they are.
And a lot of the nurses still don't want to take the shot.
No, I know.
You know?
But guess what they said today? I found out from some of the nursing staff, and some were in higher positions, that they're going to be opening the nursing homes real soon. And if they do,
today.
And my mother passes away, right when they open those damn nursing homes, oh boy, am I going to be really upset.
Well, he gave the okay that they can open today, but they have to have certain 70% of the residents have to be vaccinated. What else? You have to have, if you go as a visitor, you have to have the rapid response, the rapid test now.
Right. Test,
you have to have that.
What is it going to be? And they're going to give us the rapid test? Stick something
you
in
have to,
our
well,
nose
this
and
is
and
the thing my friend
wait.
Goes, well, you'll have to go and get it and then run over to, I said, I have to either take Accessory, and how long do I know how I'll be long in there, or a cab that the driver may have the the virus.
And the clock is ticking on the freaking cab. Do they ever really know?
Yeah, so well, no,
you know,
it's
what
a flat rate.
All this?
It's a flat rate, but they should do the testing in the nursing home.
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
This whole thing, the more I hear of this crap that's gone on for the past year, and if they blame Trump for the deaths, Mr. Biden has been in for 32 days. He has had 100,000 deaths since he took over. It took months, and like 10 months, for Trump to get to 400,000.
But
so,
I think,
you know
what? I think all politicians right at this moment are to blame. Mm. I don't feel it's anybody but all of them. And the doctors are.
They
well.
What?
They all
what?
Have blood on their hands. And I don't think
they all do.
That it's,
and
you know, Trump related or Biden related. I think they all have a problem with this, and they all have to get
and
it straight
should,
and stop. Right, and stop blaming
they should
each
let
other.
People
That's my opinion.
Go back to living their lives, because I think this
That's
whole
right.
year has been a waste. They have wanted to
well,
keep
I
people apart, putting up glass and this and that. I'm sorry,
well,
Susanna. You didn't
know what I saw in the what it called. In the cafeteria area, I didn't get a chance to, but they have dividing things sitting right on the table. You could just sit there, and it's a plexiglass dividing two people, like as if they're prisoners. And I'm sorry, I had to say that. But it's
that
like,
is what
that, like,
it's like. They have made us a communist country. They don't want people to unite. They don't want people to be with their loved one. Now, you go to the supermarket and the stupid plexiglass thing is up, right? But you can go right around that plexiglass thing, so what the hell does that do?
Well,
you know?
I think that it's supposed to, when people are there, I think it's supposed to, you know, if you've got your mind about you, you're supposed to stay behind it.
Yeah, but
that's
it's right there, the opening where you are, and you do have to go around it to pack the bags and to do it. So what the hell good is it?
Yeah, well, where I saw this in the cafeteria where they all eat, they have, you know, one resident on one side and one other resident on the other side. But now, here's the thing that makes me laugh. When I was watching that, who's to say if one resident doesn't have really good, you know, cognition, and they go, I don't want this thing here, and then they go to the other side and sit with the other person. You know, that's what's making me boil over. And then if they have that, why haven't they had us sit with our family members? That's
well,
my
that's
question.
It. What, they're keeping us away, and then something has to give. In 2 weeks, it'll be a year since
it's
I had my mother
gonna
that
give,
night.
And I'm going to start saying the worst things because I just can't take it anymore.
People have to speak up. We have to speak up because this is getting to be totally ridiculous. One day coming home from wherever I was, the thing for the protection thing for the accessory guy fell apart. It almost killed him. I said, if the virus the protection thing will.
When he was driving?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A piece fell off.
That's
dangerous. Suzanne, you should ask them tomorrow, too, or whatever day you go again, why her hand is swollen. What that's from.
I did.
They have an answer for that.
I did. They didn't have an answer.
What'd they say?
So I was. They said they don't know. So I'm sitting there looking, and I'm like, I don't get you guys. You're not giving her any heart pills, and that's probably why she has the what it called. She needs the heart pills. And that's probably why her hand's swollen.
She's not getting her heart pills.
Nope, she's not getting anything.
So they're not giving her medicine.
I think
either.
you gotta do something
really
about
pathetic.
That.
Yeah, that's
that's
really criminal. Criminal.
You got to do something about that.
Not,
don't let that happen.
Yeah, she's not getting anything. Yeah, I know.
Well, that's, I don't know. That sounds criminal to me.
Yeah, she's not getting anything. And it sort of bothers me. I really wanted today to give her fluids, but part of my, I know what she wanted, from not being kept alive. But is she ready to?
Got to get her some dandelion tea. I'll tell you that. That's one thing she's got to get.
Yeah. Well, as long as there's reaction and when
she can't
follow, she reacts. You know.
Well,
but
then you got to inject it in her. You got to find a way to do it.
Right. Mm. They give
they
her
said
morphine
there was reaction,
tablets that they put under her tongue. So why can't they get her something sublingual? You know.
Something what?
She
can't
sublingual
something
underneath
what,
the tongue, underneath the tongue,
Well, I think as long as one of them said about there's reaction to and you saw it, they have to, she's not gone then, so you have to really get on them, you know?
I'll try.
You know?
Because right now I was really upset. I took a long time to walk home and I needed time to just think.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know what to do. I went into the CBS.
You tell them, and I'm gonna put it around the world right now, for Rosie.
Yeah.
You tell them that my mother indicated to me that she wants organic food and therapy.
Treatment. Yeah.
That's what you tell the son of a bitches. And we send it out in a news release. And we talk to Carrie Knowles' secretary. And we try to get a formula. And you tell them that my mother is signaling me in our own way, between mother and daughter, that she wants organic feeding and nourishment.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I pray to God one thing that she reacts to it. I do.
Damn right.
If we
give her a chance,
you know.
Shit. Excuse me.
I gotta see. You know that's really, you know that's where it boils down to. You know I will give her a chance, but you know it also gives me a chance. You know, and a lot of other things that I have to do for my mom, I haven't prepared for.
Give
Let's
her a chance. If she's responding, if she's trying to tell you something, and I think it's that she wants to get out of that state.
Yeah, I know. You know what she also did to me and wouldn't let go right before I left? She held on to my hand and would not let go.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That proves.
I had to put my hand out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She knew you were there.
She did not let go of my hand.
What the hell are these idiots saying? She's almost gone. She knew you were there.
Yeah, right?
I know. She would not.
They're a bunch of morons. I wouldn't trust those people. How can you trust them?
No.
They take away people's money.
No,
they take
away
their life.
You know what I said? The nurse said to me, I would definitely, you know, see and think about it overnight. I wouldn't, you know, if you try a course, of that, then it'll be, you know, you should do that. You should try just to make yourself, you know, for yourself to know, not anything else, and help her out. That's all.
Well, she Gary does intravenous.
Gary does intravenous injections. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I know.
Let's find out
vitamins and stuff.
What it
yeah,
is.
That's what Calipy does.
You got to tell them, you got to tell Luann exactly what the condition is, because you know it. I don't know it.
She has Lewy body dementia. That's what she has.
All right. So you got to tell her that.
Lewy body dementia. Yeah. Little different. Robin Williams.
You got to tell her that.
Same thing, and that's why he committed suicide. It's a very aggressive form of dementia.
Well, with all his money, he couldn't go to a better doctor.
Yeah, I know.
Something more to that.
Well, he killed himself because he knew it was a very aggressive
dementia.
Well,
there might be more to it than that, why he killed himself. That might not be the only reason.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they
anyway,
said.
Anyway, Inner Sight, Maureen, we're gonna move on. Mad or Glad Monday.
Okay.
Maureen,
thank you.
Can you call back in? Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Can you call back in?
Okay, I didn't know what you said, Susan.
Can you please call back in to the show?
Why do you want to call back in?
Because I'm stuck on another page and I can't mute her call.
Oh, you want me to hang up, you mean? Hang up?
Oh, hang up.
Yeah, hang up and, yeah, just call back in, please.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll hang up. Okay, I got what you mean. Okay, all right, bye, guys. Bye, bye, bye.
Thank you, hon.
Okay.
Can we get the nursing home petition?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
See what
I finished doing what I was doing.
Any movement on it?
Yeah, I know. It was 7
earlier.
So we got one extra person. I'm gonna check now. All right.
All right.
Give me a second.
Yes, Mad or Glad Monday. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday's show. Wednesday. On Inner Sight, nursing homes promote death.
Oh, and they do.
That's the show. That's the show Wednesday. Nursing homes promote death. They promote it.
Yes, they do.
And we'll tell you how and why.
Well, I have an inside look at what my mom
Wednesday
looks like, so I'm going to post it to our petition again. You know, I don't care how many times I have to promote.
Well, make
like
sure
that.
You
put
information with it. Otherwise,
yeah, I am.
Oh, we're out of time.
Yeah.
We'll be with you
well,
tomorrow night live.
Have 2 minutes.
On Inner Sight. I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and all prayers for Rosie.
Thank
Angels.
You.
Visit her and
thank you.
Help her get a formula. Bring her out of it.
Yeah. Yes.
You know.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Phone number 631-224-3090. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic live around the world. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget that new tea, dandelion tea.
Where'd you
check
get
it
that
out?
Sounds good.
Great stuff. Wild oil of oregano.
Sounds good.
For your immune system. All right.
Seven people on that petition. So.
All right, 7 people. We need 7 million. All right, thank you for all the people who signed.
Yes,
and we'll be with you tomorrow night live. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.